telling 10 people a secret makes it more likely that the secret will get out if you only tell 2 people. It's the same online. The more information you post, the higher the risk that the information will fall into the wrong hands. And once that happens, you can't do much to control it. There's nothing, zero, that you can do to control it. Today's teenagers and tweens are connected to one another and to the world via digital technology more than any other previous generation that we know. Recent data suggests that social media venues like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn have surpassed email as the preferred method of communication in all age groups. While today's teenagers and tweens may be more digitally savvy than their parents, their lack of maturity and experience can quickly get them into trouble with those new social media venues. For this reason, it is imperative that parents and adults talk to their children of all ages about social media and now sexting. What is social media and sexting, and what does an adult have to learn about it? Even the teenagers themselves, what is it that they can learn about sexting and social medias, why they are bad for them, and what it really means to be sexting to somebody? That's what we're going to be talking about today. Welcome to the Dr. Stem Show. We are talking to teenagers, but I'm mostly talking to adults, so that you can know what's facing our teenagers today. Social media and sexting is what we're talking about today. So let me start off with social media, which a lot of you might think, well, I know about social media. Oh, yeah, you know. But then you know what? I don't think the teenagers have an idea of what really is the impact of being on social media. But now I used to say that about teenagers and think that, okay, teenagers have no idea. I've realized that adults, too, have no idea the impact of social media, how they use social media, and what that means for them, their character, their personality, their families. What does the social media mean and what it stands for in their lives? So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Life is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. Well, in a world where challenges are plentiful, it's easy for us to feel discouraged. Yet with enough guidance and support, most people can achieve more in life than they ever dreamed possible. Well, beyond your fears is everything you ever dreamed of. But the Dr. Stem Show will give the voiceless a voice and the hopeless hope. And now, here she is, Dr. Stem.
Social media is fun and fast, don't get me wrong. As long as you and your friends and family have a way to get on the internet, you can connect with them now, no matter where they are. Also, since you can access social media from a computer, tablet, smartphone, MP3, people can now stay connected to anywhere and to anyone for as long as they want to. It's an advantage for people like myself who are foreigners from Zimbabwe, from Africa, from other countries. It's really a great tool because now we can connect with family members and friends from abroad. Well, social media also lets you express yourself. Social media sites let you share your interests, photos, study tips, and more. And for business professionals, it's now a way to group people that they're working with, to do group coaching with them, to also disseminate any information that they might have for paid members for their membership sites. I mean, you name it. Social media is, you know, a great place to express yourself and to also influence other people. All of that freedom can, however, have risks. The information that you post and share online may seem harmless, but there are some real risks. For example, not taking steps to carefully select or protect what you post means that no mistake that somebody will get to it, and there's no way of you taking it back. Especially now, if you're on Facebook, for those of us that are on Facebook, except Malcolm, my boss, here's what happens. I now notice that even with the technology, whenever you log onto your Facebook, your pictures, the recent pictures that you took, they immediately surface and it says it's only you who can see it and everybody else cannot. And if you press a wrong button and touch one of those pictures, especially for some of us that have touch phones, you know, when you just touch it, it just sends it right on your page. And then that picture is up. And you didn't intend to, and you didn't want to post that picture. Well, once it goes up, even if you delete the post, somebody has seen it within milliseconds of you sending it. That's how dangerous it is. So before you know it, you could be embarrassed or even get into serious trouble, depending on what it is that you're sending. So this show will hopefully help guide you and help you understand some of the risks that are involved in social media and learning what you can do to keep yourself and your experience positive on social media. So what are the risks? Things can spread quickly on the internet, as I said. Anyone can copy, they can save or pass along what you post, including things that just were meant for only you and probably a few friends that you might have shared them with. But you never know who they're sharing with, and you also never know where that post could end up. If this happens, which it has happened to many people, where they have either posted something that they just wanted a few people to see or posted something that they thought maybe one or two people might see, and then it spread like fire. So that means it can give you a bad reputation. It can also, you know, express some things that you probably didn't want the whole world to know. But once it's on social media, your control over that is zero, like no control over it. Some people make fun of others on social media. So using a screen name that can make people, you know, anonymous online is probably more popular among teenagers, you know, than adults these days. They have all these weird names that they have created, but Facebook, my understanding, is cracking down on people that are not using their real names, which I'm excited about. Because then when it comes to children, you want them to use their real names so that, you know what, if they have to post anything up on under their real name, they will have to think twice because they want to protect their name, and you hope that they want to protect their name and not be known as, you know, the cyber bully or somebody that posts inappropriate things on Facebook. So the people that make fun, you know, of others, for those of you that are teenagers that are listening, you know, to this show today, these are called cyber bullies. Well, let me just not say teenagers. I've seen adults, heard of adults that also are cyber bullies, which means they will go at lengths to tease, taunt someone, say bad things about someone, tarnish somebody's name, and just bully somebody via social media. I've seen this. I even heard couples saying, well, I just bash my spouse or my significant other, my wife, my husband, because then everybody thinks that he's this good church person, going person, and yet he's got this evil side on him, and he's done this and he does this to me. So then they put that on social media. Well, I know you're hurt, but then it's cyberbullying. Social media, you know, risk, one of the other risks is sharing too much. When you share too much, it becomes risky. Would you post a lot of personal information if you knew that, you know, the repercussions that it was going to come back and haunt you? I don't think so. So watch and mind what you share. And ask yourself the test question. If this were to come back to me, or it had to go through my parents or my teachers, would this pass the test for somebody, something that I would post? What would this say about my character, about my personality? So when you ask yourself those things before you post, I bet you the things that you post will change. Now, think about this. While your classmates may see what you post on your school bulletin board, millions of people all over the world can see what you post online. This includes sexual predators and other dangerous people as well. It's very, very risky when you share too much. I mean, there'll be thieves that are even watching for your address if you're putting in anything that has your neighborhood that they can get around to. It's getting really dangerous. Some people have a risk or a problem of spending too much time online. As I said before, using social media is fun, but just like any other behavior, you can spend too much time with it. You can even get to the point where it interferes with your schoolwork and daily life. So you want to monitor yourself if you're a teenager, and if you're a parent, you want to monitor, you know, your child's time that they spend on the internet. I have a lot of parents that say to me, Dr. Stem, you don't understand. These kids, when it comes to having that phone, there is nothing that I can do when you're talking about monitoring their time there. I can't, because they just won't allow me to. And even if I wanted to, it ends up being in a fight. Now, let me tell you something. With those same parents that say that to me, guess what? They are the ones that are paying for that internet, for that phone that this teenager is using. They pay for it. And my understanding with most parents, they don't even know that you actually can turn on and turn off that phone, you know, on your computer to say, this phone, you know, for now, I'm going to turn it off. And you turn it off temporarily until such time that your teenager deserves or warrants to have that phone on. Now, I don't know, you know, I mean, this term, there's a new term that they call a digital citizen. Did you know about it? Digital citizen. That means people are on the digits. It's sad. I don't want to lie to you. Because when you get on the train, on the plane, you get in a store, you get in a restaurant, in the library, where I'm working right now, in the library, you see people coming in with the family, but every one of them is either on their tablet or their phone. That's really sad. We can't say ridiculous anymore. I think it's sad, you know, that everybody is such a digital, you know, citizen that they're held, you know, bondage or hostage with, you know, technology, and they want to email, they want to get on sites where they're chatting, they're FaceTiming, it's, you name it, everybody's doing it now. And it's sad, because then we're losing that essence of talking to each other, talking to another human being, looking each other in the eye and understanding each other, rather than text messaging it and probably even fighting through text message. It's too much. Most sides have a statement of rules and responsibilities, which is good. And most states also now have social media's laws and rules that people have to abide by. Anyone who uses social media to harass, threaten, scare, humiliate, cyberbullying that we were talking about, or harm other people, can now get caught and may face criminal charges. So we've heard of people that are actually have been sentenced for cyberbullying or taunting someone, you know, online. So guess what? If I'm being arrested for talking to someone or expressing myself to someone and I have to spend time in jail, trust me, I'm not doing it. I don't know about you. Think about it. When you're bullying someone or making a comment that will either make someone mad, demean someone, that's bullying. As long as it's against, you know, someone, and you're actually adding fuel to the fire, or maybe a thread that is going on, and they're talking about an incident or talking about someone, and then here you go, you also post something and you're instigating. You do not want to be involved in that. So how do you become a good digital citizen? You got to know the rules. Treat others the same way you would want to be treated, and don't interact with people that disrespect you. Even the people that talk about other people and they post that so-and-so did this and they're trying to undermine or degrade someone, you hang on with them, guess what? They're going to do the same thing to you. We all make mistakes. So something is going to happen to you, and trust me, they're going to be right there and they will trash you too. Keep your interactions and your friends' interactions private. So you don't want to make suggestions or write something that you know you know, your friend is going to be offended by it, or just because you're mad at your friend for that minute, for that day, for that second, that now I'm going to tarnish her, or I'm going to let out everything that they've told me. That's not good. That is not good at all. So you want to keep your interactions with your friends and, you know, any thoughts that you might have, if you're mad with them, talk to them. Do not let the media, social media, fight for you so that you post something and then it goes viral and you think you're popular, but then you're getting popular with, you know, laughing at someone or talking about someone could take you to court because they could come up with a defamation of character, you know, or something that they can charge you. So be careful, be careful. Be careful of what you post. Don't take chances with personal information you don't want others to see. As I said, somebody will see it, and before you know it, I've seen people that will see a post and immediately take a screenshot of it, and then by the time that you delete it, they have it already. You're done. So be aware of that. Keep an eye out of, you know, for potential harm that other people can reach out to you that could be harmful to you. Oh, I can't say that enough, especially for our young people. They are older predators that are just luring, you know, kids onto social media, even sending them money to, so that they can start off on that good note. But they're predators. So be aware of that and make sure that if you are young, you're a teenager, and you find yourself in a suspicious situation or someone, you know, speaking to you suspiciously, please report it to your parents, to your teachers, local police, and talk to somebody, because the danger is real. The danger is real in social media, okay? You also have to think about your digital footprints. What are digital footprints? This is the amount of information there is about you online, including the number of people you interact with. A person who interacts with hundreds of people online has a much bigger footprint than someone who only interacts with 50. I can tell you, I can resonate with this one here because I have 5,000 followers on Facebook. I have way more than 5,000 on LinkedIn, so I just noticed the other day. I have members that are in my groups on WhatsApp. I have members that are on Instagram with me. So Twitter, I have many, many Twitter followers as well. So I can relate to this, that, you know, my footprint is much bigger, that I don't know who's reading my posts. I don't know who's listening or looking at the videos that I post on my Facebook page or on all social media. I don't know, but I know that footprint is bigger. Me being a host for America Out Loud on the Dr. Stem Show also leaves an imprint that is seen and, you know, and heard on the radio station that that you're listening to right now. So all those things means I have to mind what I put out. I have to mind how I do the things that I do because people are watching. Even when I don't think that they're watching, they're watching. This warning is not just for people that have big footprints. It's for everybody. Whether you have one person, two people, 10 people, 1,000, 5,000 people, you truly have to watch what you post, because what you post determines your digital footprint that you're going to leave. My Facebook, if we're talking about my Facebook, trust me, it's more business than it is personal. And when I do post some personal pictures in there, I am posting them with a message, because one of the things that I do is I encourage, motivate, inspire, and empower people. So anything that I'm posting there, it's educational, but mostly it's empowering and inspiring other people. That's how I've chosen to leave my footprints rather than anything else that I can leave up to imagination. I would rather leave those kind of footprints and enjoy doing it, and, you know, whilst I'm on social media. Talking about footprints, which is your reputation, the bigger your footprint, the bigger your risk.
Well, we're a new breed of talk radio, and with a new breed of host and shows to entertain and inform you. It's America Out Loud Talk Radio, with shows like Blue Lives Radio, OPSEC Radio Special Operations, shows that impact your health, like The Misdiagnosed Life, The Dr. Stem Show, and our newest show, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. Thank you for sharing part of your day with us here at America Out Loud Talk Radio Network.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Telling 10 people a secret makes it more likely that the secret will get out if you only tell 2 people. It's the same online. The more information you post, the higher the risk that the information will fall into the wrong hands. And once that happens, you can do much to control it. There's nothing, zero, that you can do to control it. So limit your digital footprint. Start by thinking about how and why you interact. For example, do you comment on every picture or video that you see? Do you friend people that you don't know very well? If so, it's probably a good idea to say no often, because you don't know who those people are and what they're capable of. But mostly, I just don't like, you know, befriending anybody who's anybody, because then their pages might have all this information or stuff that I am not in agreement with, but then they're tied to me. And I've had people that will call me and say, hey, Dr. Sam, you know, do you know Mary and Maria? They are my friends. So I was just wondering, you know, if I can also send so-and-so. And I'm going, no, I don't know them. Or do you know so-and-so? She's your friend on Facebook. No, I don't. So unfortunately, what I did was, you know, when I started my Facebook, I was on radio and TV at that time. So I had a lot of fans that were asking and requesting to be my friend. And I had an assistant who was accepting them all. So now I'm having to go slowly but surely checking everybody's page, because I want to make sure that I'm connected to the right people, that way my digital prints, you know, are not tarnished by other people that I'm friends with. How much of you is out there now? You can find out by looking yourself up on your favorite search engine, Google your name, and just put your name in there. You know, put all the screen names that you know in your search as well. Because then guess what? There are people that will have stuff that are said by, you know, you or about you, you know, on those screens that you have to check it out. Google is the best way that I have looked up myself and saw some of the stuff that is there. Thank God they're all, you know, business, as I said. For now, there's nothing personal that you'll find in there. You can also put your email and then, you know, see what comes up. Remember, anyone can get the same information you just did, including future schools, employers, you know, future spouses. And what scares me is for our young people, you have to understand that for you to get the job, now they're actually going on your Facebook, they're actually going on your Twitter, Snapchat. They actually have a way of accessing them, and that could mean you getting a job or not getting a job. It's that serious, I'm telling you. Well, here are a few steps that can help you stay safe when we're talking about social media. So I've decided to talk about social media first. Remember now, we're going to talk about sexting before this show is over. I'm excited about that because it's something that people don't talk about. Sexting. S-E-X-T-I-N-G, sexting. We're going to talk about that in a few. Some things are okay to share and some are not, is one thing that I can emphasize to you when it comes to social media. Watch out for what personal information you post or share on any site. Never give out your phone number or your address. Even now, when people are doing resumes, I've realized that the resume gurus are not putting the address for the person. They just put the name, the last name, they put the phone number, the email, and that's it. Nobody needs to know anything else. So don't reveal other people's information even when talking to friends. For example, don't mention the name of your school or the city where you live, because that's a target right there. Don't post any photos of your house or any photos that makes it easy for someone to identify where you live. However, you can post updates where you are right now or use any options or portable devices such as GPS that identify your current location. You can do that. But the danger of that as well is that people can spot where you are and find you. So for me, mine is off. I don't do locations. I don't have that turned on. If I'm flying, I'm flying. I don't want people to say, oh, we noticed that your app said you're flying. No, I didn't want to share that. Okay? So what do your posts say about you? Every message, photo or video that you send or post will make an impression. So before you hit send, ask yourself these questions. Would I want this post on my, you know, school board, or would I mind if people wanted to share this post to some elders and adults? You know, how would that look and what does this mean? You might want to ask yourself, is this something I would want my parents and teachers and coach and preachers and priests, you know, or a college to see? Would I want any adults or anybody that I respect and love to see this post or to see these pictures? If you answered no to any of those questions, it's probably not a good idea for you to post it. Be a part of the solution. Here are some tips if you're receiving an inappropriate message, either directly or forwarded to you in your social media. Do not respond. I can't tell you. We have that button that says don't respond. I don't know why people still respond. Just don't respond. Don't pass it on. Doing this can make you responsible for the message content as the person who first sent it when you tell somebody else about that message. And not everybody is trustworthy. If it's juicy, they're going to want to tell the next person. If it's something embarrassing, they're going to want to tell the next person. So, you haven't helped. Be a part of the solution. You know, don't thrive or be excited seeing somebody else cry, see somebody else being embarrassed and seeing somebody else being ridiculed. Don't make that something that you're excited about, because guess what? With the life that I have lived, sometimes it's not karma, it's not just karma, because it is karma, it comes around. But I just realized that what comes around goes around, and you never know. Now, bullying is also something that is being done on social media, as I said before, and it's being done in the form of cyberbullying. Some examples of cyberbullying using social media will be something like abusive messages, insults, threats, rumors, embarrassing photos, you know, whether those photos are real or fake, because sometimes you never know. So what can you do? If you get bullied online, don't respond. Block the person from contacting you and save all the communications you have, you know, with that person. Print them out and report what happened to your parent, to a teacher, to another trusted adult. Even if you witness cyberbullying, do not join in. Even if you don't like the person that's being bullied, do not join in. Instead, you want to be helpful, report it to someone so somebody can come in and intervene. Sexually explicit messages and images can also be a trouble. When texting or other messages get sexual, this is called sexting. And as I said, we're going to get into sexting in a little bit. Remember, you are in control. Many of the steps to deal with other offensive comments work with, you know, text messages. You do not want to feed into the fuel, to feed fuel into the fire. If somebody started a trail of something that you don't agree with, or maybe your name is mentioned in that, you know, social media post that has just come up, go the other way. Look the other way. Show them the other cheek, which means you're not going to be a part of these, you know, games where people are cyberbullying or being cyberbullied. So I urge you to choose safety. Talking to your parents about social media and staying safe from social media is also key. Be sure to talk to your parents. They will not say everything that you want. They will not, you know, help you the way that you want to be helped. But they are your parents. So give them time and be sure that you get to listen to them and what their suggestions, opinion are. And to parents, I say to you, be a person that really genuinely cares when you say to a teenager, let's talk. Mean what you say and say what you mean. They are quite a different generation, and this kind of generation, we're going to have to be on our toes and our P's and Q's and learn what it is that we need to know in order to become better parents for them. So if a kid comes to you and is talking about cyberbullying or talking about something that has to do with social media, I posted this. Once they post, it goes viral. And as much as I'm talking about it now to say, do not post anything on it, everything will be seen and everything will be going viral. Even when I talk to them in person, I always say, listen, you know, there's nothing that happens in the darkness that, you know, will not come to light. So you have to tell your parents and you have to talk to them about this. Things I always, of course, get resistance with some people, and it's years later that I get letters or phone calls that say, you actually had a point there. I didn't even realize what you were saying. Interesting. But you know what, I would rather somebody comes back and talks about it and, you know, is open to hearing it, rather than a person that just, you know, puts a blind eye and acts as if, you know, they know everything. That's really, really bad. You know, that's not going to be good. So that's social media, just in half an hour that we've been talking about it. That's social media and the teenagers. So this segment will help you, even the next segment that I'm going to be doing on sexting, it helps you and your teenager to listen to this and understand the consequences of social media. Really devastating. There are many employers now, because I also do work employee assistance programs with the employees in organizations, where I go out and teach primarily on stress management and boosting your confidence at work. So, you know, there is bullying in the workplace as well that is happening, which is sad. There's cyberbullying in there as well. So the more you learn, the more you know about what to expect, the better you are at managing yourself and your social media, as well as if you are a parent, managing your teenagers and their social media. So let's talk a little bit about sexting. What is sexting? You know what? Sexting is sex in itself. I know you're probably going, wait a minute, sexting. What is sexting? It's literally S-E-X. And then ting. This is when people or teenagers are sending pictures of themselves nude, naked, making love, having sex, pretty much, you know, or a picture of their vagina, and the boy sends a picture of their penis, and they're just exchanging and sexting to each other, and literally having sex through text messaging. Each part, you know, I've seen breasts. They take a picture of their breasts and they, you know, send each other with their breasts. So all those pictures, and when you do talk to somebody, you know, in that sense, that is called sexting. And like anything else, there are certain consequences that go with sexting that a lot of, you know, people probably are not aware of, and, you know, not addressing it enough. According to a recent survey, about 20% of teenage boys and girls have sent such messages. 20%. The emotional pain it causes can be enormous for the child and in the picture as well as the one that is receiving it. It's really, really traumatic for some of these teenagers, especially when they get found out, or, you know, the person that is receiving it, you know, probably is the one that gets busted. For the two of them, they're both in trouble, but then it's very emotionally draining. So parents must begin, they have to figure out ways of talking to their teenagers about the dangers of sexting, and you know, see what ways that they can be of support to help their teenagers to not sexting, you know, sex text their boyfriend or their girlfriend. See, what happens is they're also afraid that they might lose, you know, this boyfriend or this girlfriend if they don't go ahead and do what they're asking them to do. So I've worked with many teenagers that said their boyfriend asked them to do that, or their girlfriend asked them to do that. Can you imagine a girl asking a boy to say, listen, I want to see a picture of your penis, send it to me, and then I'll send you a picture of, I mean, and initiated by the girls. I was surprised. But yes, it has happened, it's happening, and it's right here as a problem that, you know, teenagers are sexting. So as a teenager, how do you want people to see you? Think about it. Every message, photo, or video that you send or post will make an impression on those who see it. Since you can't control who sees it, think about the impressions you want to make, especially when it comes to sexting, because now you're talking about sexual positions, having sex, or, you know, oral sex, whether you are sending pictures of just your body, without anything, and it's a naked body that you're sending there. All of those have consequences, and they determine how people see you. And, you know, it gives people a way to describe who you are for via those pictures and those audio. So you always have to be careful about, you know, what it is that you're sending out there and what it is that you are putting out. If you want something to be private, then let it be private. Let it stay with you. The minute you tell one person, it's gone. It's no longer private. I don't care how much you say you trust them or how much they say, trust me. It could affect your reputation, because one day either they get mad or you're just going to find yourself, you know, stuck because somebody else comes and tells you that, oh, I just heard from so-and-so that this is going on. And you're going, what? How did you know about that? Well, so-and-so told me. And boy, that's the ultimate betrayal, right? It happens. Do not tell anyone else if it's supposed to be a secret.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com to get all the latest. Make it a daily stop and also get the app. You can go right to the App Store and download our free app, and that will put all our content right into your hands on your phones and your tablets. It doesn't get any easier than that. Well, looking good and feeling good are not exactly the same thing. It's just like a car. It may look good from the outside, but what's the inside look like? More importantly than that, what's the inside of your cells look like? That's a question you need to ask yourself. Well, when I started taking Healthy Cell just a few months ago, it has changed my program. I mean, it's boosted my energy. I sleep better, sharper focus. I feel healthier, and hopefully we'll all live longer with improved cells. Well, 90-plus nutrients infused into every cell of your body. Well, this is an exclusive offer for friends of America Out Loud. You can try it today free. When I say free, I mean free. It's our Healthy Cell Pro 7-Day Sample. Free shipping, no risk, no obligation, no credit card required. So this is a complimentary gift from America Out Loud. You can go to healthycell.com/outloudsample, or just go to AmericaOutLoud.com and click the large banner ad and our complimentary gift will be on its way to your home.
Well, just like social media, you cannot control sexting, what you've sexed. If you've sent a sext and it's hit send to your boyfriend, to your girlfriend, you can't control that because they already have it. So here's the thing. Well, you don't understand, I trust my girlfriend. Oh, you don't understand, I trust my boyfriend. So I'm talking to the young people, the teenagers right now, or the preteens right now. I know it sounds and feels like, oh, this is the person that I'm going to be with for the rest of my life, and we're trying to plan our life right now. It happens. But the percentage of those people that end up being together now, it's getting lower and lower. You know, the probably 5% or something, and I'm just guessing, of people that end up together from high school. But most people go their separate ways. And when they go to their separate ways, the people become evil. They want to make money out of your pictures. They also want to expose you, depending on how the breakup happened. Maybe you broke up with him, you broke up with her, and then now they're bittersweet. They want to make revenge, but at the same time keep you. You do not want to find yourself in those positions, because then they will use what you send to them in private and in confidence. That's what they will send out there to the social media, blast it out so that the social media can see it, and you're screwed. Big time. If that happens, you really, really are messed up. If that's happened, it's not worth the risk. A sex can cause you embarrassment and humiliation, and you could come back, you know, it really can come back to haunt you. So why risk it? If it's so risky, why do people do it? And for adults, that's the question we have. Why do people do it? Well, lots of reasons. They may be mistakenly thinking sexting is a good way to flirt with someone. They might think it's a way to get closer to a boyfriend or girlfriend, as I said. They might even want to hold on to a boyfriend or girlfriend who is pressuring them to text. And sometimes they just do it to get a laugh. And sometimes they just do it to impress friends. Peer pressure, choices, those are real. But then when you're faced with that and you have people that are influential, people that are your friends, but their behavior, you don't like what it is that they're doing, the longer you hang around with them, guess what's going to happen? You're going to become one of them. The longer that you hang around with people that are sexting, that are doing everything that's against the rules, the more likely that you are going to end up doing the same things with them, or even doing worse when you join in and start doing these things here. So you really have to be careful. You may end up with an unwanted reputation. For example, you know, a boyfriend or a girlfriend may have expected you to, you know, sext them, and then you finally did, and then they got upset, or the two of you are no longer together. That really could be devastating. And I'm not saying this twice, three, four times just for the goodness of my breath. I'm saying it because it's something that's real. I deal with people that are overly like broken because of sexting and how it came out, and yet they thought it was just between the two of them. Sexting could also lead to bullying. Students that have been harassed and bullied for embarrassing pictures and videos that get passed around have actually, you know, gotten severe consequences. And now you can even be arrested for that. So you just don't take a video of someone without their consent. You know, whether, you know, it's during a sexual act, or, you know, if they're naked, and then put it out there because now you think it's a joke, or you're mad at them or something. That's bullying. And people are getting arrested for that. And if it has happened to you, report it. If somebody puts out a text message or a picture of you naked, especially, you know, if it was something that, you know, was just between the two of you and it was an agreement. I was even telling kids, you know what, I would avoid doing all that by, you know, going through all that by not even taking a picture of myself and sending to someone. Because then if they're a good partner, as you say they are, then you guys will come to a place and time that is appropriate for you to see each other in that, you know, realm, rather than sending each other those text messages in the middle of the night, sexting, as we call it. It can, you know, also get you into trouble for violating school rules, because if you do that, then that means the law enforcement is going to be coming to that school, because then that was where you were. Because sometimes most of you kids, they do this in the school grounds. So that means law enforcement is involved. But then by doing so, you're also violating some school rules of no bullying or cyberbullying or sexting. So think about it. Sexting can also attract, you know, sexual predators, and that's real. You think sexting someone you know only online is safe? No, not true. There's no such thing as safe, you know, or being totally anonymous online now. They have ways of just, you know, hacking into sites and hacking into domains that are hosting, you know, your phone, your computer, your site, and then they hack them and then take all the information, your personal information, pictures and everything. There's a way that the people are doing it, and I can't tell you, you know, how devastating it is for parents to figure to find out that this actually is your child that has been taking, you know, pictures or that has been sending pictures. It's not just for children, adults are also doing it. So even if you're an adult, do not put yourself and your character and your personality at risk by sexting. Because you know what? Adults have needs too. And they think, well, you know what? If it's something that I can do, because now we have these phones that we can take pictures and at the same time, you know, sext, you know, at the same time. Or even when you FaceTime or Skype, and you show your body, somebody can do a screenshot with you when literally you are right there with them on the phone and you're talking to them FaceTime, but you're showing your private parts and, you know, you guys are doing the act or whatever via the phone or via Skype. They literally could take a picture of you. And then what happens is dummies, they do that. But then the picture comes up with their name and your name and the picture that they're trying to take. So, of course, they're exposing themselves too. So I've seen, you know, those as well. And it's interesting how people don't even think about it and say, well, I just took a picture because I wanted to, you know, keep it and it was mine. But they do that. Their face is on there as well. So even if you don't plan on sending, you know, those pictures, do not take them, because if they are on your phone can get lost. As I said, somebody can hack into your phone. You do not want to keep videos or pictures of yourself naked in your phone. And some people even, you know, have parents that have access to their phone. So it's just that if your parent hasn't seen it, they probably haven't come across Dr. Stem, who's teaching them to say you actually can get into your child's phone on the computer as long as you're paying for it and it's on part of your program. You can see everything and be able to control everything that's on your child's, you know, phone. Their text messages can be tracked, their phone numbers that they're calling and everything. So because then they're not doing it to be spiteful, but they do it so that they can make sure that you are safe, that their child is safe. So they have to make sure that they keep track of that. So you don't have to give in to any pressure of sexting. Just say no. Easier said than done, I know, because the pressure is very high. But then the consequences are no joke. Those same people that are pressuring you to sext with them are not going to be there when you're caught, when, you know, somebody gets hold of that video that you have taken, that text message that you have sent with a picture of you naked. They're not going to be there. They're going to be right there with those people that will be laughing at you and ridiculing you. So why put your life at risk? Send a different message, you know, one that you feel is okay with no pictures or even with pictures that you are dressed up. If a person doesn't think that's good enough, then let them go. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, because then most of the time if you don't, then Susan, who's your classmate or who's your friend, is going to give in to the sexting and then take your boyfriend or take your girlfriend. And then, you know what, you feel like a loser. for that moment, in that time, yes, it feels like you're a loser because you've just lost a person that you thought you were close to, a person that was dear to your heart. But in the long run, trust me, you haven't lost anything because that person didn't value you anyway. They didn't respect you. They didn't love you enough to want to protect you and your identity. So you didn't lose anything. It's something that you will realize in the long term, in the long run, maybe not in that immediate time when everything is going out. So also, one of the hints that I can say to you is ask yourself before you send a video or a picture of yourself and post it. Would I want this picture passed around or this video passed around my school? Would I feel comfortable saying or showing this to, you know, other people in the public? Is this something I would want my parents, my teachers, or coach to see? Ask yourself again, is this something I would want a college administrator, you know, or future employer to see? And then you can also ask yourself, does this make me look the way I want others to see me? Because then, you know what, whatever you send out is a predictor of who you are and what you look like. And sometimes, you know, that's not what you want them to see. I've seen people smoking weed and blowing it, you know, the smoke and taking videos of themselves just, you know, smoking the joint and drinking and Snapchatting that, you know, those little videos there. They will come back to haunt you sooner or later. So be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem for your own life and for other people in your life. If you get a sext from someone directly that is sent to you as a sexting and they have initiated it and said, okay, here, I've done it, so now it's your turn, don't respond and don't pass it on either. Don't even tell your friends that you got it. Delete it and let it go. And then if they continue to harass you and send you those, and now they can, you know, they're harassing you, then tell your parents, tell your teacher, and tell someone that, you know what, I told this person to stop. I don't want to be a part of this, but they continue to send me, you know, sexting with themselves, negating and forcing me to respond. And I don't want to respond to them. So, you know what, get them in trouble. I know you don't want to get anybody in trouble, but then sometimes it's worth it because it will be found in your phone. A parent picks up your phone, teacher picks up your phone, and guess what? That message is in your phone. If you haven't responded or done anything with it, that means you accepted that message and chose not to respond on that text message. What if you call back? What if you met the person and said, oh, I just saw that picture? That was still a response. So they won't know that you didn't respond. Okay? Trust your instincts as well. If someone is making comments or sending suggestive images or videos or pictures that make you feel uncomfortable and you don't respond, and something in you tells you that this is not good, go ahead and tell someone right there and then as well, because then you don't want to be a part of it. Sites that have, you know, other people in the group sexting and sending group sexting messages, do not be a part of that. Get out. If you're a part of that group and you start seeing it happening, get yourself out. Leave the group, okay? I know it's not comfortable and you might feel like you're alone and you might feel like you're not a part of, you're not cool. I would rather you don't be cool with this kind of danger that is facing you for your future and who you become, because this will haunt you. Okay, so be careful. Be careful with the people that you meet online, because people are abrupt and they just will actually go ahead and say, oh, you know what, I would like for you to send me a picture or a video of you, and you start talking and it sounds good, it feels good, but it's not good. Especially when you have to take your clothes off, especially when they have to take their clothes off and you're using anything that reveals your private parts, it is not a good thing. So that's sexting. If you're a parent, you want to be comfortable talking about sexting. You want to be open about it with your teenager. Talk to them. talk to them, be open about it. Even if, you know, they are part of it, you want to show them that you are in support of them stopping, you are in support of them being, you know, left out in the group, because then in the long run, it will only help them out. Because they, it's really sensitive for teenagers not to be a part of and not to belong. It's really sensitive, and they want to belong and they want to be a part of. But the more involved you are as a parent, then the better it is for them to know that they can always find other friends that will influence them, you know, with positive things rather than, you know, anything that forces them to do things that they don't want to do or things that they feel like it's exciting to do now, but it's going to hurt them in the now or in the long run. So that was social media and sexting. What do you think about, you know, sexting and teenagers today, or parenting and teenagers today? Let me know. Or if you have any suggestions, anything that you want us to discuss, you know, on Bridging the Gap. That's one of the programs that I do, Bridging the Gap between parents and teenagers. Let me know. You can email me at drstem@americaoutloud.com. If you also want to be a guest, or you know of people that can be guests on my show, it's about empowering, encouragement, motivating, and inspiring other people, let me know. Also, you can email me at drstem@americaoutloud.com. I'm also looking for people that want to advertise their work, their business on my radio station. You can also do that. You can do that in our radio show. You can do that in our podcast. I can do the commercials for you, or I can record you doing the commercial for your product. So let me know, and we can set this up for you so that the millions that listen to America Out Loud can be a part of your following and a part of what it is that you're doing in your business or products that you sell. We will meet again next week. As I always say, be encouraged and encouraging. This is Dr. Stem.